Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Padres are making all kind of moves. They just made a trade with the Orioles. They now have Ryan O'Hearn. And they made a trade with the Royals earlier today. We head to San Diego right now to be joined by Ben Higgins. He is with 97.3 The Fan out in San Diego to talk about the Padres, who have been busy, busy, busy. Ben, appreciate you hopping on today, man.
I appreciate the time, and apparently we're 0.8 better of the fan than you guys are, so there we go.
No, for sure. That's 100% accurate. Ben, let's just start with this. What do you make of all this movement from the Padres?
I'm just looking at this trade. You just mentioned it. Not only Ryan O'Hearn, but apparently they got Ramon Laureano as well. So they've really filled out their lineup. They upgraded at catcher with Freddie Fermin and the crazy blockbuster, picking up Mason Miller from the A's, but having to give up their stud prospect in Leo Dallas DeVries. That's a tough one to stomach, because I think he has a chance to be a future superstar, but they get 4 years of control for Mason Miller coming up and adds to already strength the top-ranked bullpen in baseball. They're really nasty in the pen now, so they're setting themselves up to try to go out and win a World Series, it looks like.
Are you surprised at this level of movement? I think, at least from the outside looking in, it'd be one thing if you were doing this in the NL East or the Central. I think a lot of people's perception of the Dodgers are the best team in baseball, and it's going to be really tough to catch them in the division. Are you surprised that the Padres are this aggressive at the deadline?
I've learned over the last decade with A.J. Preller as general manager, you should never be surprised. The man is creative. He is one of the most fearless general managers in sports. Not afraid to make a big deal, and there almost always is one every trade deadline and every offseason. So we're just kind of rolling with the punches at this point.
Which one of these acquisitions do you like the most for the Padres?
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, Mason Miller is just so good. I doubt they'll even make him the closer if they keep Robert Suarez. Now, they could still trade him before the deadline. They're talking about a Dylan Cease trade to the Astros right now as well. But to add Mason Miller to a three all-star bullpen that has a couple of other good arms, they're looking at what the Dodgers did last year in throwing some bullpen games in the playoffs and just nasty arm after nasty arm. You can win games in the postseason that way, and the Padres are set up well to do it. So I think Mason Miller right now is the most exciting acquisition.
So let's look at a couple of these moves that the Padres have made. They made a trade with the Royals, where the Royals have traded Freddie Fermin. The Royals also get a couple pitchers in exchange. Let's start with Ryan Burgert. Tell us a little bit more about him.
Burgert came into the season as the seventh-ranked prospect in the system. I didn't know if he was going to compete this year, but boy, he's been a real nice surprise. When they've needed him in the starting rotation, he's pitched well almost every time out with an ERA under three. He's got a really good slider, and seems like he's got a really good head for the game. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up as a really solid number two or three starter for a number of years. I think maybe not quite the ace ceiling, but someone you're definitely going to want to have in your starting rotation.
To me, he looks a lot like what the Royals have with Michael Lorenzen. That's why I'm happy to have somebody on that's watching him. It's like looking at how they've used him. He started a little bit. He's kind of helped in relief a little bit. He's a 25-year-old rookie. At least for the Royals, it seems like they're going to kind of use him more as a fourth, fifth starter. But it sounds like you think he has a much higher ceiling than that.
I think so. I think Kolek can be the other guy, Stephen Kolek in the trade. He can be a back of the rotation guy. I think right now, yeah, Burgert's probably a four. But I think, you know, as he develops and gets a little bit more mature, that he could get up to like a three or a two type guy. But I thought a Burgert for Mean trade made a lot of sense. I think
only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Royals are doing well to get two starting pitchers in a market where, you know, starting pitching is so valuable. Not guys that you're hoping make it to the big leagues, but guys who have already pitched well on the big league level. So you have a confidence level that you're not just buying a lottery ticket. You're actually getting players that you can put in your rotation now. I think the Royals did really well in this trade.
Yeah, that's why, at least to me, you know, when we initially got the reports, is that they were getting Ryan Burgert. To get two arms in this is really what puts this over the top. Like, I would say that the Padres kind of spent a premium for this, if you're talking about what Freddie Freeman is. He was kind of expendable with the Royals. They already have his replacement there. They've got Salvador Perez. They already have a guy in the AAA that they're kind of grooming to be the next catcher. So he was expendable. For them to get two arms for that, Royals fans on this side are ecstatic about the move.
I will say, when A.J. Preller identifies a player he wants, he is not afraid to make sure he lands that player. And if that means offering a little bit more than he has to, we've seen that happen a number of times. I'm trying to learn a little bit more about Fermin, but everything I've seen so far is he's got that that dog personality, which AJ absolutely loves and should fit in really well with the roster of Padres players. So I'd imagine those intangibles were probably just as important to Preller as the fact that he's going to be an upgrade over Elias Diaz and Martin Maldonado, who's not producing offensively all season long and going to be a defensive upgrade as well. So it was the easiest position for the Padres to upgrade. And seems like, he's a guy that should be able to adjust pretty quickly to a mostly veteran roster that the Padres have.
Then I'm looking at the money-wise for Ryan Burgert and just the flexibility of it. He has two arbitration years left, making less than $500,000 for the rest of the season. Like, there really are few negatives for the Royals' perspective in this move.
There's control. I think beyond that, this is his rookie year, so you've got years of control on Burgert and years of control on Kolek, who's a little more of a lottery ticket. He was a Rule 5 draft pick last year, so they had to hide him at the back of the bullpen, but they converted him to a starter this year. He'll give up a lot of singles and some hits, but he gets a lot of ground balls. I think he leads the league in getting double play grounders. So he gets into trouble. He gets out of trouble. A little dicier, but he's done a really good job with a sinker that's got good movement and induces a really high ground ball rate.
I was just going to ask you a little bit more about Kolek. To me, it sounds like he's a little bit more of the wild card, maybe not the sure thing that you think Ryan Burgert is. But just based on what you're saying, I think that that flexibility and versatility is what really appealed to him with the Royals.
Yeah, and the Padres have counted on both of those guys to step up and for a playoff contender, pitch important games and big innings. And really, they've consistently stepped up every time, both Burgert and Kolek. So I imagine they will quickly adjust in Kansas City and will be important parts for the Royals going forward.
If you had to give a letter grade for this trade, what would you say?
I'd say for the Royals, definitely like an A-. For the Padres, they really did need a catcher, so I'll give them a B for that. A little overpay, but I think Fermin's a good fit for them.
I mean, sometimes both teams can win a trade. I always hear winners and losers. Can't both teams equally come out with something that they need? The Royals certainly need some arms right now. I mean, they had Rich Hill start for them a couple of days ago, who is 45 years old. And it sounds like you guys needed a catcher and certainly somebody who can hit 260, give you a little bit of power, and be a plus defensive player. That's what the Padres got.
Yeah, A.J. Preller always says, yeah, he's not looking to win trades. He wants good trades that work for everybody for the most part, and that's the kind of deal that he usually pursues. So I wouldn't be surprised if this one falls along those lines as well.
You guys got anybody else you want to give to the Royals, like while we're on the phone here now? I mean, we still got some time. You're saying if you want a trade that works out for everybody, I mean, you guys are out here wheeling and dealing, making deals with everybody.
I don't know. I mean, what do you got left to send over San Diego's way? I think we filled most of the needs that were the Padres were looking at in the last couple of hours, so. Good to go. Maybe we'll see you in the World Series in a couple of years.
Okay, I thought you were going to say later this year. I was like, hold on now.
Not too optimistic. The Royals, yeah.
That is Ben Higgins joining us on the show. He's with 97.3 The Fan out in San Diego. Ben, we were talking about this earlier. I have never been to San Diego, but everybody who has ever been to San Diego has told me that it is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I mean, you just can't find a better climate. You land in San Diego and you feel like, I've died and gone to heaven. I lived here my entire life, and I've never left. Can't say I've been to Kansas City yet. I've heard it's nice. I've heard the ballpark is nice, but it's just hard to beat San Diego.
Absolutely. That is Ben Higgins joining us on the show today. Ben, I appreciate you.
Take care, Tim. Appreciate it.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.